It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at KEXP.org. My name is Troy Nelson. Yes, an exciting day it is because we have the New York band Yaysayer here in the KEXP live room. So Yaysayer, if you are ready, take it away.
Could've told you.
It's Yay Sayer Live, 90.3 KEXP.
You were letting it rest.
I was letting it rest. I was letting the end fade out and breathe.
Sizzle a little.
Sizzle is exactly the word I was looking for.
You were overcome with emotion.
I was. Stunned.
I thought that was a tattoo of a tear, but it's a real tear.
This is an actual tear, and I thought of tattooing it.
Just right.
Because I actually had it before I walked in here. Just thinking about the end of that song.
I can't wait for that song to end.
Man. We're just playing another one, right?
Yeah.
He's tuning. He's tuning. Right, we're killing a little.
After the next one, we can have a little chat, and then.
This is functional talking. Yeah. Tuning.
Yeah.
Right.
It's in a different.
Did you know we're on tour?
We're on tour. Yeah, we are on tour.
You guys play other cities.
We play other places.
That's
besides
true.
Seattle,
yeah.
Sometimes.
And towns.
Yeah.
Cities and
villages
towns.
As well.
Fields sometimes.
Countries.
No.
Not in this age of global. Citizenry.
What are we gonna play? We're gonna play. Silly me. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Getting used to the climate here still.
Yeah, the elevation is a lot different than the last place you guys were.
It's very humid.
Humid.
Yeah. The wet weather is changing.
We come from the dry climes of New York, where the rivers run dry.
It's a dust bowl.
Yeah, you're glad I'm tuning.
Where the rivers run dry, and the dust settles. Mm-hmm. Betwixt the branches. I've been there. The dry rolling hills of New York.
We could just do instrumentation for your poetry.
Mm-hmm. As we go through the dry rolling hills of New York, we discover there is no water. Moisture has been eliminated.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that was it.
That was like a Ken Burns. All right.
Ready?
Suppose our bodies now agree. I'll the right and strong and the lawyers be. With crystal ball I now can see that I'm a man of no degree. She never thinks of rich or poor, and with my knees down on the floor, I am a dog, a roguish whore. I have favor with you no more. Oh, silly me, where's my head? I can't believe now it's over. She would be here if it wasn't for silly me, silly me. Silly me, where's my head? I can't believe now it's over. She would be here if it wasn't for silly me, silly me.
It is Yesayer live here at KEXP. That song called Silly Me and the song before that, Cold Night, both of them on the new record, Amen and Goodbye. And thank you once again, Yesayer, for stopping by. You guys just have such a great musical chemistry. It's really fun for me to watch.
Oh, thank you.
And all of these people. There's times where an instrument comes in, it sounds like a synth, and then I look over at you, but you're not playing anything. I look over, and it's coming from this...
That'll usually happen.
...fretless bass. I'm like, how is that fretless bass making that sound?
I'm very selfish.
You want to sound like all the instruments.
I do.
You guys have some amazing equipment as well. This amplifier over here is astonishing. I don't think I've seen any... It's old, right? Or is it road weary?
I just got it this summer, so it's pretty new, actually.
You guys must have been playing a lot. Can we go around and introduce the band, please?
I'm Anand, guitar, vocals, etc.
Chris Keating, singing and playing, or not playing, gadgets.
Right.
I'm Ira, playing the bass.
And the drummer doesn't have a microphone.
I feel
like we never give the drummer a microphone. Is that common? Is that a common thing?
It's for the best, really.
Yeah, he likes telling stories. Yeah. You know, so.
You guys are currently on...
Chris Berry on the drums.
Chris Berry on the drums. You guys are currently on tour for this new album, Amen and Goodbye. That by the title of that record, it worried some people because they're like, does that mean it's the last? Or does it have another meaning?
I mean, my mom will be okay. You know, I worried her, but she's fine.
Okay, she's okay. As long as she's
my mom is not.
Well, those are the two fans, pretty much.
And you guys, this new record, did anything go into making Amen and Goodbye that was different from any previous Yesayer record? What goes into making a Yesayer record?
It's like Axe body spray, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Just baking soda.
Baking soda, yeah.
Baking soda,
and Axe body spray. Yeah.
Do you mix them together?
And the tears of a clown, yeah, you have to.
Right.
I don't know, yeah, there was a lot of time. We spent a lot of time on this record.
Yeah, do you do a lot of recording at home on computers?
Everything.
Do you go into a studio ever?
Everything we can do. It's fun being in the studio.
Do you ever have a producer?
This is the first time we did. Joey Waronker produced this record.
Legendary Joey Waronker.
He is legendary.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come see us play live for the first time this tour.
Legendary and very busy.
Uncaring.
Too busy.
That guy's resume is absolutely insane.
I know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. We just were just like, what were the 90s like?
Yeah.
Just constantly.
Well, because he played drums for like Elliott Smith and Beck or...
R.E.M.
R.E.M.
Totally. Air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
He played on a Paul McCartney record. It's really crazy.
He's the only one credited on it besides Paul.
That's crazy. Yeah, he's an amazing musician, like all around.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's all right.
He knows a few things.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Now, you guys have toured a lot. You've played probably every festival under the sun, I'm assuming. Is there any place or event that you haven't played that you would like to? Any place you'd like to visit that you guys have not played yet?
Istanbul would be nice.
India.
St. Petersburg.
Cairo.
Actually, we haven't played. We're playing on this tour a bunch of places we've never played before. El Paso. Tulsa,
yeah.
We're playing Santa Fe for the first time.
Is there a state in the United States that you haven't played in the last 10 years?
The Dakotas.
I'm actually originally from South Dakota, so
they're
very upset. Rapid City's on the other side of the state. I was born in a town called Sioux Falls, grew up in a town called Mitchell.
I was born in a town called Sioux Falls, but I grew up in Mitchell.
See, he is every instrument.
He sings and I turn into a dirty limerick.
So you haven't played the Dakotas, of course. That's usually the answer from every band.
Well, yeah, we were actually just talking about this at breakfast.
why we hadn't played, because we're doing a Great Plains tour, but we're only hitting 5 of the 10 states on the Great Plains.
I'll tell you, the Black Hills are beautiful.
Oh, and, they're gorgeous.
And, yes. And, yeah. So you've been there, you just haven't played there.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we amend that?
Hey, we go where we are invited.
Oh, so, I see. Know, you guys should play the
kind of how that works.
You should play the Sturgis bike rallies out there.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It could be fun. You know, open for Kid Rock.
Yeah, I share a birthday with Kid Rock.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's sort of.
And Tiesto.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool? And wow. Ray J. I could go on and on.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali.
Who do you guys share birthdays with?
Fabio and Sly from Sly and the Family Stone.
It's like you're the exact
which
combination
is basically
of
my guys. That's who I am.
Somebody told me I share a birthday with both Ryan and Brian Adams. And is that true that they have the same birthday?
I don't know. About
somebody
that.
Fact check me
Come
out
on.
There because that would be too amazing,
that's
right?
Insane.
I don't know if I believe it.
Never heard of either of them.
And the internet crashed.
And nobody cared. Also, is there? You guys have all this wonderful gear, like I was talking about. Has there ever been a piece of gear that you have owned that you cherish and love, but for some reason you just don't have it anymore? Like somebody stole it, you lost it. Any piece of past gear that you regret not having?
I sold a really beautiful synthesizer that I got. I sold it for $200 when I was 19 because I just needed the money.
Yeah,
I think it's like a $5,000 synth that I got someone's grandfather. And I really feel stupid about it.
Painful.
It was just like, do I pay rent or do I keep? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we all have
you
one
have
of
to
those
kind
stories.
You have to make some decisions. Yeah,
exactly.
And I regret it.
And at that age, though, what is one to do?
It was like a really great 70s Oberheim.
Oh, man.
So there's like some synth head out there who's like, what an idiot. What an idiot.
I understand. There's some gear that I have sold in my past that I regret. I was just curious because you guys have such wonderful gear and stuff and you make beautiful noises with
it. Do you want to come and touch it?
Whoa. that audience back there, can we block the windows, everybody?
I thought they were ghosts.
It's about to get very interesting in here. Thank you for the invite, though. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All I see is floating teeth. That's all I can see from my vantage point.
I just see a basket of deplorables behind me. What's going on over there?
You guys have talked about also some of your influences, Dead Can Dance, Talk Talk, Susie and the Banshees, all the way to even Madonna and everything in between. Is there any artist that people would be surprised to know that you actually love? That you love?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
So what? I don't know what people's perceptions are, so it'll be hard to say if they're surprised.
I mean, you guys have so many elements. There's so many different elements in your music. It is kind of hard to pin down.
I'm pretty sure for an entire decade, Ira exclusively listened to hip-hop and reggae. Mm-hmm. So I think that might, I don't know, right?
I don't know if that's surprising.
That's not that surprising. To me, it's not surprising.
I grew up in Philadelphia in the 90s.
Well, either way, we love having you guys here. Love the music that you make, and we here at KEXP have been huge fans.
What's in your cup? Is it scotch?
I know. It
looks like scotch.
It looks like an alcoholic beverage, but it is. I dilute my ice cold brew coffee because I can't.
That's coffee?
So I pour like a little bit of coffee.
It looks
and
like
then,
good scotch, but really bad coffee. Like
yeah, really it looks disgusting, but it's what gets me through the day.
Oh man!
If I have too much caffeine, I'm one of those people that just can't handle it. I'm a sensitive boy.
I've heard
sensitive
that about
boy from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Writing all the hits over there.
This is your own.
It writes itself, man.
Did we mention
it does?
Did we mention we're on tour right now?
Yeah, we're playing Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Playing Sioux Falls soon. No, you guys are going to be playing the WAMU Theater tomorrow night. You guys probably haven't played the WAMU Theater, have you?
We have not.
Okay. Well, you're in for a surprise.
We're opening up.
What's the surprise?
For M83 tomorrow night.
For M83.
Yeah. What's the surprise?
It's just really big, and it's awesome.
That's it.
Oh no.
That's it.
It's just you guys are going to be terrified.
It's a big box.
It never ends. There's going to be so many people watching.
No, it's going to be great. People are going to love it. I'm excited. Opening for M83.
Are you coming?
How cool is that? I'm gonna go. Can you
get some drink tickets?
Can you sneak me in? Yeah. Can you give me drink tickets? I just start asking you for things. Also going to be playing on Wednesday night in Portland for all of our Portland listeners at Revolution Hall. Yaysayer. If you have a couple more, may we please hear them?
We'll link these two together.
Sounds great. Right?
We're going to play an old song. Is that okay?
Of course.
One old one. Our first record came out 9 years ago yesterday.
Oh, that's so cool.
So this is the first song
this
from
to
our...
to commemorate it.
First song from our first record.
It is Yaysayer here on KEXP Seattle.
Ready?
She only needs my
That is E.A. Sayer live here on 90.3 KEXP. Love that song. It's called I Am Chemistry. Once again, the new album is called Amen and Goodbye. Opening for M83 tomorrow at WAMU Theater and playing in Portland at Revolution Hall on Wednesday, October 26th. Highly recommend this new album from Ye Sayer, and definitely go out and see them when they reach a city or country or town that you live in.
Or just a postal code or your mailbox.
If they play near your mailbox.
Grandmother's living room.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll play anyway.
Which I heard is where you guys got your start.
It is.
Yeah.
That's the rocking chair sound.
It is the rocking chair sound of Ye Sayer. Yeah. Thank you guys one more time for
happy
for
birthday
by.
To my mother, too. Yeah.
And happy birthday.
Yeah.
Anyone else have birthday shout-outs?
I can't think of any.
Do you want to say anything to the people before we go?
Oh, the people?
Mm-hmm.
Vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Seriously, don't be stupid. Millennials. We're like old millennials, but there are some young millennials. You know, we're trying to find an in-between ground, you know?
Gotcha.
Gotta vote.
It's hard being a Generation Xer over here.
You're Gen X?
I just made it,
jeez.
Yeah.
I think I am, too, actually.
Are you? Yeah. How old are you?
If
you
know what 39?
If you know who Lee Majors is.
You're big time.
Yeah.
Are you jaded and like angry?
You're a Gen Xer?
Well, I was when I was 17, though.
Did you play hacky sack?
No, I didn't wear Birkenstocks.
Do you know the single, you know, Veruca Salt's single?
Yeah, the Seether.
You're a Gen Xer.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. If I know that.
Test never fails, man.
That is perfect, actually. Well, thanks again. That was Ye Sayer live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.